Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
He's so far beyond us, above us, greater than us. There are things we are never going to get. And Chuck Colson years ago said that he never wanted people to feel that he spoke for God. He said, I can tell you about God, we can talk about his word, but God alone speaks for God. And I'm very much about that I can teach it, and I will unpack it, and I will study 40 translations, all the commentaries I can get my hands on, and be my face before God to try and understand. But I will never pretend to speak for God and say, oh, well, the reason this happened is because I think it's dangerous.
I agree.
When God says, you are never going to get this. When you come to heaven, you know, I don't know, we aren't told, honestly, all that much about what we're going to be doing for eternity. I'm counting on Bible studies. That's really what I want to do. I want the living word to teach us the written word and explain and answer all the questions we have. And I think in some ways when we're in his presence, it will all be answered.
Yeah.
We won't have to go down the line and say, okay, back when I was 7, I had this question. You know, I do think he's going to just unroll it like a scroll for us. But I just want us to always be careful not to speak for the Lord. And so when I look for lessons out of a story like JL's, which is gruesome, there's no question, but I come back to, it's in the Bible. When I wrote Bad Girls, and then even more so when I wrote Really Bad Girls of the Bible, some Christians were very unhappy with me, and they said, why would you focus on the bad girls? And I said, well, I didn't put them in the Bible. They're there. I just bunched them up because I think when we look at the big picture and see how God even uses an act like this one, which, you know, is appalling, of course. We are not called to go out and do it as well. Go and do likewise is not at the end of the story in the Bible. But we can say to ourselves, what situation might God put me in where I need to be as brave as JL, as decisive, as unwavering, where I'm willing to stick my neck out, be not liked, be not applauded, not appreciated. She didn't know Deborah was going to sing her praises. She had no idea what might happen next. For all she knew, there could be a stray soldier come stumbling up the hill, see what she'd done to the commander, and it was over for her. She acted in the moment clearly. What we do know, clearly at God's design, because it was prophesied before, then we don't have to second guess what she did and say, well, that's not very nice. It wasn't meant to be nice. It was meant to be decisive.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.